A new service is starting today to help the homeless in mid-Michigan. The Volunteers of America is opening a dental clinic at its downtown Lansing shelter. The clinic will be located in the same building as the medical facility the VOA brought to its site 3 years ago. Officials say offering medical and dental care for the homeless in one place is a unique model for this region, and they hope it may become a national model. Diana Ramey is giving her mouth a treat this Valentine's Day, and it won't be a piece of candy. Once upon a time, an innocent-looking piece of caramel pulled a cap off of one of her teeth. And for a while now, dental care has been out of her reach. But ever since she learned the Volunteers of America was planning to open an on-site dental clinic at its downtown Lansing homeless shelter, Ramey hasn't stopped smiling.
I need work really bad, and I cannot wait. I'm going to be the first to sign up. I'll probably be pushed aside, though, but I'm still going to muzzle through.
For years, Ramey had regular upkeep on her teeth. But times have been tough lately, and she's not alone. Ramey knows many people who can't afford dental care and have no insurance.
When I became homeless, there comes the fact that it's neglect. There's no way of getting there. You don't have the resources anymore. And now that the people are making that available for us, means the world.
The new clinic is funded by Delta Dental of Michigan. Its foundation provided more than $300,000 to build the facility in a space adjoining the Sparrow Medical Clinic, which opened at the VOA site 3 years ago. The concept of a joint medical dental center inside a homeless shelter is unique in mid-Michigan. Terry Battaglieri is Director of Communications, Corporate Citizenship, and Philanthropy at Delta Dental.
It really is one of the first of its kind, and it was the opportunity for us to do our part to provide seamless care to those who needed it.
The clinic will take Medicaid payments and the Healthy Michigan Plan. Battaglieri says while there are many good safety net clinics throughout the state that accept Medicaid, low reimbursement rates make it difficult for healthcare providers to make a living helping people most in need. Delta Dental actively supports those facilities, and Battaglieri is confident the VOA clinic will work in Lansing.
No one's going to be turned away from this clinic. This clinic is for everybody who needs it.
Down the hall, the clinic is taking shape. The big hardware is in, reclining chairs, x-ray machines, and the like. Dental assistant LaKenya Dean is unsealing cardboard boxes and stocking cabinets.
So there's a big day. We'll be out there.
Dean has worked with the homeless before, but not to provide dental care.
So it's new for me, definitely, but I'm excited.
I just came from speaking with one of their clients, and she is beyond excited. I mean, it feels like for her she's waited her whole life almost for this.
That's because a lot of people have waited their whole life, I think, for it, because dental is very expensive. So to have a clinic that's inexpensive, maybe even free, you know, is very exciting and very helpful to people.
The one-stop shop model at the shelter is not just designed for convenience. Good oral health is a key indicator of a person's overall physical health. Delta Dental's Terry Battaglieri says a basic head, neck, and mouth exam can help a dentist detect 120 different signs of disease.
Dentists can detect diabetes. They can detect heart disease. And they can detect oral cancer, which is one of the most expensive cancers in the country to treat. And people who smoke or use chewing tobacco are extremely susceptible to that.
The dental clinic hopes to serve at least 2,000 people a year. But the VOA and Delta Dental are looking beyond mere patient volume. Terry Battaglieri believes providing dental care for homeless patients is a long-term investment in their future.
If we can do something to make people smile, to mainstream them back into society, to help them get a job so that they can have a place to live, then I'll know that we've been successful.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.